Hi everyone, and welcome to tonight's Activate session. I'm Dave Middleton. It's great to see so many familiar names here, and also a few new ones I see. Of course, it wouldn't be an Activate session without Karen. You're going to use your microphone tonight, Karen, and talk to your fan?
Yeah, hello everyone. I'm Karen Foley, and Dave and I are going to facilitate this session tonight. I say facilitate because this really is an opportunity for you all to chat, share ideas, and work on something for the conference.
That's right. These will be weekly sessions, and what we're doing is basically working in small groups on ideas for the conference.
So tonight's session is going to be like an introduction, and we're going to brainstorm some ideas about things that are interesting to us right now in the social sciences. And then we can get into groups and have a chat about those things.
Okay, so you can see on the whiteboard here we've put up a question, and it's what's interesting to you right now? So we're going to introduce ourselves either using the microphones, or if you don't want to use the mic, you can use the chat box. And while we're doing that, I'd just like you to write things up on the whiteboard.
So just use the pen and write on the whiteboard. Okay, let's start with Jack.
Hi, my name is Jack. I'm doing PPE. I saw some of last year's conference on catch-up, and I want to be involved in some way. But I'm only just starting out, and I'm not very good at presenting or anything.
Well, I'm glad you came along, Jack. So what did you like most about last year's conference?
Oh, I liked all the politics stuff mainly, but it seemed really fun and people looked friendly.
They are, and I'm sure you're going to meet some very like-minded people. And let's move on to one of our most regular Activate attenders. How are you, Katie?
Oh, I'm good, thanks, Dave. Jade's not been too well, so I might need to dash off, but it's good to be back.
Ah, great stuff, Katie. Yeah, do go off if you need to. Donna, nice to see you also. How are things?
Oh, sorry, had forgotten to put my microphone on. Yes, I'm fine. Anyway, my daughter Louise is here too.
Oh, that's brilliant, Donna. Welcome, Louise. So, what are you studying?
Mum, how do I work the microphone? Oh, there. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're coming through loud and clear, Louise.
Okay. Oh, sorry. Yes, I'm good. Mum says this will be fun, but I'm not so sure.
Well, I hope it is, Louise. Nice to see you here.
It's not that bad, Mum, I suppose. It's quite simple to use anyway. Look here, see what I've put on the board.
Hi, good, Louise. But don't forget to turn your microphone off if you aren't meaning for us all to hear what you're saying. Right, so let's have a little look at the board then. Lots here about gender equality.
And then he's like, you're supposed to stack them this way. Honestly, what bloody difference does it make?
Yeah, I don't know.
He's a stuck-up git. Hey, are you listening?
I'm trying to do some work, Soaps. I've got all these memos to get sorted for that event Mrs. Giles is running. And Sarah's on sick as usual.
Oh, come on, Niche. You're still angry about that bloody book.
No, I've forgiven you. Especially as it was on my desk, after all.
And you threw a cup of coffee over me. I can't imagine what Gary thought. But fair dues, he's never mentioned it.
Sorry, Soaps. That was out of order. I've just got this temper and I've been a bit overwhelmed lately.
Oh, I could give you a hand? Anyway, you've not been yourself since that last assignment. I thought you said you spoke to an advisor and it was all sorted.
Yeah, she was really lovely. And she was right about contacting my tutor.
Well, you're lucky your tutor was so understanding.
Yeah, I know. I mean, the first assignment was so easy, but I just didn't think I could do the second one. I mean, I know it's only like 750 words, but I haven't written a proper essay in ages.
So what did he say?
Oh, Matt, he was really nice about it. You know, I'm so glad you made me go to that second tutorial.
Why?
I felt so stupid after that first one. Why do I always have to ask the stupid questions? Anyway, it was just easier to explain things. He stayed with me for half an hour after and we had a really good chat. It turns out that it's just writing about inequalities and differences that you know about on any street.
Okay, that's easy peasy. So what street are you going to write about then?
Well, my street. And how that's all changing, you know, and the neighbourhood is getting really run down and no one owns their own homes anymore.
Right. Well, I don't really get how that's all about inequalities, but at least you're more positive.
Well, who has access to work, employments, benefits? You know, it's a diverse community, and but not everyone is equal.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Well, rather you than me.
Oh, you'd have been fine.
Anyway, so you're going to Zumba tonight?
No, I'm going to get this essay done. Yet another sacrifice I have to make as a hard-working student.
Caitlin, hi. Oh yeah, there's been developments. Well, that slime bag has put it about that I had an affair. Then when I was confronted with it, I just upped and ran off. This is what he's told the courts in Australia, who have ignored the fact he's been shagging Miss Moneypenny and blame me. Exactly. Anyway, he's now got custody of the kids too. No, of course not. Listen, I've got to go. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Louise?
Oh, Mum, I didn't realise that you were standing there.
Obviously. Were you intending to tell me any of this?
Well, I just didn't want to worry you. You've got enough on your plate.
Well, now I am worried. So what is going on?
It's a long story, but the short version is... I'm penniless.